of the Islamic Republic of Iran, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, says that the Islamic world should espouse the Palestinian cause as that of its own, for the issue of Palestine is the key to the problems facing all Islamic nations. Ayatollah Khamenei was addressing the inaugural ceremony of the Third International Conference on Al-Quds and support for the rights of the Palestinian people in Tehran yesterday. Ayatollah Khamenei said that Palestine should be given back to the Palestinian people with an elected autonomous government administering the whole country. Ayatollah Khamenei said 60 years of Palestinian resistance has finally broken to pieces the hollow and false bravado of the Zionist regime and its staunch allies, the U.S. and Britain. The leader noted that today the Palestinians are far more active, courageous and efficient than their forefathers 60 years ago. He urged the Palestinians to continue the resistance and settle for nothing short of ultimate victory. The leader further described resistance against the world's bullying powers who are targeting the very existence of all nations, particularly the Muslim world, as the final verdict of any sane mind. Ayatollah Khamenei went on to say that it is incumbent upon us to confirm the world arrogance with the U.S. president as its current spokesperson, who openly threatens the world of Islam and uses the Zionist regime and its own intelligence services to foment crisis in the Muslim world. Ayatollah Khamenei said giving in to such an enemy means nothing but abject servility. The leader of the Islamic Republic of Iran said the Palestinian people's resistance and their oppression in the past 60 years has only made them stronger and helped them scale the peaks of vigilance and freedom. Ayatollah Khamenei further underlined the Zionist regime's ultimate aspiration after decades of crimes and aggressions against Palestine's neighboring countries funded by the U.S. and Britain. The leader called the U.S. a paper tiger and said that toppling a regime like that of Saddam Hussein's, who neither had the support of his people nor a faithful or fearless army, is no indication of power. The leader of the Islamic Republic of Iran said the U.S. has not conquered the Iraqi people, adding that the Iraqi people have not only busted the myth of the U.S. invincibility, but have also exposed the sham of Washington's hollow claims of democracy. Elsewhere in his comments, Ayatollah Khamenei said that nationally backed governments who have faith in God and in themselves will never be defeated by bullying powers. The leader went on to call the U.S. conspiracies against Iran, Iraq, Syria, and Lebanon as attempts to establish Zionist supremacy in the region. Ayatollah Khamenei said that if the U.S. listens to its mind and conscience, then it must respect the will of the Iraqi people and their choice of government. The leader added that the U.S. must respect the elected government in Palestine and tame its unruly criminal ally, the Zionist regime, free the prisoners in its custody at Guantanamo, Abu Ghraib, and other secret jails. He also said the U.S. must stop plotting against Iran, Syria, and Lebanon and stop inciting tension in the region through its stupidity. Ayatollah Khamenei concluded his remarks by saying that the Islamic Republic of Iran will never relent in its support for the Palestinian nation and government, since unlike the hypocritical West, an Islamic nation cannot be indifferent to the tyranny against the innocent people of Palestine. The leader of the Islamic Republic of Iran added that it is incumbent upon all Islamic nations to support Palestinians in any way possible. And now, staying with the